In that case, it's 99-2074, State of Ohio, Stephen A. Fawcett. In this case, Justice Resnick has recused herself. And we're pleased to have Ms. Patton move over her chair and sit for Justice Resnick. Mr. Kaler.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, Justices. Please, the court. The appellant feels like that person who was talked about in that popular folk song some years ago. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. And the appellant is wondering, well, here I am. I have to be there. And it isn't free of charge. He has to pay. And he's suffering that pain. Not only does he have counsel fees, because we have to do with the court of appeal, but he also has anxiety. And for 14 months now, he's been wondering which court of appeal will entertain his appeal. The third district came down with the dismissal of this appeal. And essentially, in one paragraph, it referred to Article 4, Section 3 of the Ohio Constitution and Section 2901.01 of the Ohio Revised Code as authority. Now, I submit to you, you look at those authorities, and it must be unanimous in our thinking. The answer doesn't leap out at us.
Hasn't this issue been decided before?
Indeed it has, Your Honor.
It seems to me, because I was in the 6th District Court of Appeals, you'll recall.
Yes, indeed.
And we always had that problem with Fostoria, because Fostoria principally sits in 3 counties, as I recall it. But when it happened in the 6th District's portion of Fostoria, we always entertained the case. If it happened in the 3rd District's bailiwick, we said, go there. What's wrong with that rule? Doesn't the Fostoria Municipal Court sit as a court of appeal, as a trial court in the 6th District when something happens within the 6th District's jurisdiction?
Not,
okay.
It does not. And of course, the 6th District has come down with the Gilley case and the Brown case in 1993 and 1995, so apparently, since Your Honor sat there, they've had a change of thinking in the matter. In both of those cases, in the Gilley case and the Brown case, out of the Fostoria Municipal Court, the appellant filed his notice of appeal to the 6th District, Wood County. And I would say, Your Honor, yes, both of those opinions were unanimous, concurred in by all 3 justices. The 6th District said, of course, the Fostoria Municipal Court is a court inferior, court record inferior in the Seneca County jurisdiction. I would point out, Your Honor, that Brown and Gilley were not just thought up out of thin air without some support. Brown and Gilley in the 6th District relied upon Advanced Sign Company versus Chicken Express, which goes back to 1988. And there again we have a similar case where in the Vermilion Municipal Court, as
yeah,
well knows,
same problem.
It's in the 2 districts, so the 9th District and the 6th District. And again, the notice of appeal was filed in Lorain County, but the Lorain County Court of Appeals said no. The Vermilion Court is an Erie County court belonging in the 6th District, and that's where jurisdiction should reside.
So you want an order that says that any case coming out of the municipal court in Fostoria is properly venued in jurisdiction in the 3rd District?
Yes, I do. And the reason, of course, is because the order of the court, that being the Fostoria Municipal Court, the order of the court is issued from a Seneca County court, and the Seneca County Court is in the Third District. I was looking at the Third District's dismissal of our appeal, and it could have easily said in that one crucial paragraph, even though it appears from the record that this incident occurred in Foote County, Article 4, Section 3 of the Ohio Constitution and RC 250101 provide that cases arising out of the Fostoria Municipal Court, a Seneca County court within the jurisdiction of the Third District Court, and therefore the Third District has jurisdiction. It could have easily said that and used the same authority.
Mm-hmm. The issue is, counsel, that, I mean, your issue is we should, somehow cases should be considered, the jurisdiction should be considered where the accident happened?
No, Your Honor.
The geographical location of the
location
incident?
Of the court. Without question, it's considered to be a Seneca County court, accordingly, it's about the record materials to the Court of Appeals of the Third District. So it's not where the location of the incident took place, it's the location of the court that issued the orders. I like to think that in 250101,
excuse me, were there other cases where the same issue was involved, coming up to the Supreme Court of Ohio. And I imagine a number of cases where there was the accident took place in Wood County, and then it was heard in Fostoria Municipal Court, and they appealed to Wood County, or they appealed to Seneca County. And then did that issue ever come up here before?
Not that I know of, Your Honor. No, I'm not aware of that.
And your argument is based on the Muni Court, the fact that the Muni Court is located in Seneca County, handles all actions that may take place in Wood or Seneca, but being in court in the jurisdiction of Seneca County, that's where it should be appealed.
Yes, that's right. Your Honor, I would say that Article 4, Section 3 of the Ohio Constitution is helpful in that regard, regarding subparagraph B2. There it is discussed, and we know that courts of appeal shall have jurisdiction over orders that result from courts of record inferior to that court of appeal within that district. Now, I would suggest that it is the order that arises out of the court, not out of the county. The order that arises out of the court, not out of the county, that triggers the jurisdiction of the Court of Appeals. It's interesting to note.
But districts are defined by counties.
Yes, indeed they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to note, when the Court of Appeals bounced Mr. Fawcett's appeal, it never addressed Advanced Sign versus Chicken Express, never addressed the Gilly case, never addressed the Brown case. It is as though the Court of Appeals in the Third District, as though, apparently, that court wasn't even aware of Gilly, Brown, and Advanced Sign. Hard to believe. Certainly, we would have expected the Third District to distinguish the Advanced Sign versus Chicken Express decision, but we don't have that distinguishment. I would.
Does part of the Fostoria Municipal Court sit in, what is it, Allen County?
No, sir. It is in Wood, Hancock, and Seneca.
Okay, Hancock's the other one I'm thinking
about.
All right. Is Fostoria within, any portion of it within Hancock County?
Oh, yes.
Is any portion of it within Wood County?
Oh, yes.
Is any portion of it within Seneca County?
The major portion, yes.
Okay. Not major, but okay, I'll accept that. Then, at any given time, how is it always a Seneca, a Seneca inferior court?
Probably because of the population comparison, Your Honor.
But that's not what the Constitution says. And that's not what the... You have jurisdiction when you're in the Court of Appeals over courts that are within your jurisdiction. And when they determine a Wood County case, aren't they the Fostoria Municipal Court of Wood County?
For the trial court, yes.
So if it's a trial court, then that's the order you're reviewing.
But it's the order that comes from a Seneca County court. Now, the Seneca County court, to wit, Fostoria Municipal Court, has, as far as I know, always been deemed to be in the third district.
Okay, I understand. Now, I know you would... I know you would never do this, but might some lawyer at some point go before the Fostoria Municipal Court, move to dismiss on the basis that the action occurred in Wood County and therefore you can't hear this Municipal Court of Seneca County because you're not the right venue?
Don't think so, because the Fostoria Municipal Court has jurisdiction conferred by statute over the several townships and the city itself by statute. So if there is being an attack upon that statute, I would think that it would have to run afoul of some constitutional provision. I'm not aware of that ever having been done.
That's where I'm worried about this going. At some point, if you think that if we give an order saying anything that happens in Fostoria Municipal Court, any appeal has to go to the third district, that ends it.
But that's right. That's our position. And I would like to mention, Your Honor, regarding the change of venue. What is so sacrosanct about the location where the incident occurred when we have it?
Yeah.
A change of venue, Criminal Rule 18, tells us that if there is a transferee court, that transferee court then is to be treated as a court of origination, and all proceedings in that transferee court are to be deemed having originated there. So you could have Fairfield County assuming jurisdiction over a civil or criminal case that arose in Seneca County. And lo and behold, in Fairfield County, the matter is dealt with, disposed of, went to judgment, and possibly taken to appeal in the Fairfield County Court of Appeals. So I draw that parallel. I would also...
Counsel, if the word criminal case that arose, a murder that occurred in... Wood County part of Fostoria. That would end up not in the third district.
Well, there'd be no final order from that Fostoria Municipal Court because of the Fostoria Municipal Court.
They would just find the due to preliminary hearing, ship them on to...
It would go to Bowling Green.
Right. So because that process is different, then the ultimate appeal of any county police court decision will go to Toledo for resolution.
Right.
Rather than to mine for resolution.
Right. And the reason I submit, Your Honor, for that is that preliminary hearing in the court of first instance, the magistrate there, municipal court, you would not have a final appealable order. I wanted to also to make a comment favorable to my worthy opponent
when we received the certification of conflict, she and I had no quarrel as to which position each would argue before this court. And for that, I certainly admire her and I compliment her. She has taken a position quite contrary to the appellant's. And I submit that that is a valiant effort that she has made. But as someone described the debater on the Constitution was being framed in Philadelphia, he was applauded, but he wasn't supported. And this court may not support her position. It is doomed to fail. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Ms. Green Dibble.
Thank you. May I please support my partner, the prosecutor of the City of Fox Story, State of Ohio, Representative Ellie in this matter. And I am here to support the argument that it's the Sixth District Court of Appeals that should have jurisdiction over matters that occur in the Wood County portion of the City of Fostoria and over Perry Township, which is a part of Fostoria Municipal Court's jurisdiction that sits in Wood County.
Wouldn't that be very unusual, counsel, that we would be looking to appellate jurisdiction to search the briefs and decide where the incident occurred? And in an automobile accident, in the easy case, there would be other cases that would be much more difficult to pinpoint, where, especially in a Fostoria, you know, did you have the meetings in the cafe, and then, you know, people also went to the Grange Hall, and, you know, things, parts of the transaction occurred in all three counties.
That's correct, but for purposes of cases before the Fostoria Municipal Court, we do have to establish venue, and we don't simply establish venue at the Fostoria Municipal Court's jurisdiction. We establish venue as being one specific location where that incident occurred, whether it be Fostoria, whether it be Seneca County, Hancock County,
and having established venue, then you, whatever court has proper venue, the county that court sits in is the proper jurisdiction for the appellate review, isn't it? The county where the court sits, having established venue.
The location where the incident occurred. The Fostoria Municipal Court doesn't simply sit at the Seneca County Court. It sits at the court where the Fostoria Municipal Court jurisdiction, which includes Wood County, Seneca County,
I get that.
And Hancock County. Mm-hmm. So it's not simply a Seneca County Court. Cases that come in aren't just Seneca County cases. They're cases from all three counties.
But
Counsel, wouldn't it lead to a very difficult situation, an attorney has to figure out on the left side or the right side of the street when the arrested court, the circuit court has to figure out what court to turn his record to. I mean, all those practical decisions all mitigate, I think, against your position that it creates a great deal of confusion for both the litigants and for the clerk in terms of where the case goes, whereas if you have the court of jurisdiction, simply go to the appellate court of jurisdiction. That simplifies the process,
right? So it certainly simplifies the process, but I don't believe it provides justice for those citizens in Wood County who in fact vote for the Sixth District Court of Appeals, who have essentially a say in justice because of their vote and also pay the cost for the Sixth District Court of Appeals by statute.
But the justice comes by virtue of, not by who thinks what is fair. It comes by virtue of the constitutional provisions. And the provision says the inferior courts of the county within the district.
Correct, but what I believe this court has to determine or has to do is interpret what the court of record inferior to the court of appeals within the district actually means.
Yeah.
It doesn't say court's location, nor does it say court's jurisdiction. It says the word court.
Although it does then reference districts, and we know that districts are defined by county boundaries.
That's correct. But in this case, we have a court that essentially sits in the court for three counties.
I know.
Let me ask you just a matter of clarification. There's certain this was not the first case that occurred between Seneca and Wood County, that in numerous cases there must have been a municipal violation in Wood County, and it occurred in municipal court, and appeal, I don't think this is the first one to be appealed. Was it going back and forth between Wood County and Seneca County?
This is the first case to have been appealed that I'm aware of since the 1995 decision by Wood County that said they didn't have jurisdiction over our cases. We don't have a lot of jury trials in Foster and Municipal Court, and I guess that would be the reason why we don't have a lot of cases coming up on appeal. This is one such case, and certainly raised the question and brought it before you.
You do agree that the municipal court sits is actually physically located in Seneca County.
That is correct. The building itself is located in Seneca County.
I guess I'm having a problem with the constitutional provision. Why isn't it fairly simply applied to say that this is a judgment or a final order from an inferior court to the Court of Appeals within the district? But Seneca County is in the third district. Why is that answer it? And that's Seneca County, and the court sits in Seneca County. This is a judgment that it rendered. And the third district is the Court of Appeals for Seneca County. Why isn't that, why doesn't that track the Constitution? It's not perfect, certainly, but why doesn't that track the Constitution?
Right, I believe that would be the easy answer in this case, but my concern is that the judge, on the day that we're having Wood County jury trials in the Foster Municipal Court, is sitting as a representative or sitting as an elected official by the citizens of Wood County and essentially making a decision in that role or in that position.
Did you go back before 1985 and look at the cases?
Before 1985?
85.
I did not look at all. I know that all of the cases prior to this 1993 case were submitted.
No, I'm talking about before 1985 because there always used to come in, even it might have had Seneca County on the top, but it was always, I thought it always the affidavit or the sheet that came in said Wood County at the top of it. When it was tried in the municipal court of Fostoria, something happened in Wood County, we used to take jurisdiction of them. You know, not often, but we saw a number of them in the Court of Appeals. Isn't that right?
That is correct. That's
okay.
My understanding based on...
Okay, let me ask one other thing. Do I have this right? We have an appellant here who wants the Court of Appeals affirmed and an appellee who wants the Court of Appeals reversed.
Well, essentially we're looking at two different Court of Appeals,
we're looking at the Court of Appeals opinion that was certified to us.
Correct.
So the appellant... Yeah, so the appellant wants that affirmed, and it's unusual for an appellant to come in and say, oh, I like what happened below, and the appellee saying, oh, no, we don't like what happened below. That's really what we have here, isn't it?
That's correct. As an assistant prosecutor, I felt it was important to argue the position of the citizens of Wood County in this case, and essentially, looking at the argument that was brought up earlier, the felonies committed in Wood County. We know where that case is.
Does it cause you any problems if we say Fostoria Municipal Court is in the third district? End of case.
Me personally, no.
Okay. Does it cause you any problems professionally while you're arguing these cases in the municipal court in Fostoria?
Professionally, I believe that I need to stand here on behalf of the citizens of Wood County and argue that the cases that occur in the Wood County portion of our jurisdiction should be decided by the 6th District based on the Wood County citizens being the ones who are electing the judges of the 6th District. They have no say with regard to the judges in the 3rd District.
But do you have any concern that somebody might come into that municipal court and say, oh, I don't know how you're going to the Court of Appeals for Seneca County. I was never even in Seneca County when this all occurred.
That's correct. That's an issue that could certainly be raised, that essentially the defendants could argue the same argument that you brought up earlier, that since then occurred in Wood County, but it has to go to Sunday County for appeal, therefore I don't think it's worth its jurisdiction in Sunday County Court.
Counsel.
Certainly that's a concern.
Is it possible for an attorney who resides in Hancock County, in the city of Fosteria, or who resides in Wood County, in the city of Fosteria, to be elected Fosteria Municipal Judge?
That's correct. The Fosteria Municipal Judge is elected by all of the court's jurisdiction, which includes the city of Fosteria, which includes portions of Hancock Ward and Sunday County,
right,
and the four surrounding townships.
Okay, so the court also has extraterritorial jurisdiction beyond the municipal limits of Fosteria?
Correct. In the city of Fosteria, we have Washington Township and Hancock County, Loudoun and Jackson Township and Sunday County, and Perry Township, which is part of Wood County.
So it is possible, for example, to have a criminal offense or a motor vehicle accident occur outside the city of Fosteria in Wood County.
Correct.
And one outcome of this case could be that after a determination in the municipal court, in the Fosteria Municipal Court, that your case would be appealed to the Court of Appeals for the Third District in Lyman, rather than to the Court of Appeals in Toledo.
Correct. The Court of Appeals may take this in Court of Appeals decision. And that's certainly what I would be concerned about. I was starting to give an example about a felony crime committed in Wood County. And there have been instances where we've had both a felony and misdemeanor companion cases committed in the Wood County portion of our jurisdiction. And of course, we have to have separate trials on those matters by statute, with a misdemeanor case tried in Fosteria and a felony case tried in Wood County. But if we have two separate court of appeals, we could essentially end up with two completely different outcomes based on the same set of facts, because we're looking at separate court of appeal, looking at potentially the same case that occurred at the same location, same set of facts, same evidence.
The first issue provides that the court, the municipal court, appeals as to whether or not that municipal court is inferior to one of the other counties. Is that correct?
The Constitution says the court of record is inferior to the court of appeals within the district.
Then on which district would Fosteria Municipal Court be inferior to?
I believe the Fosteria Municipal Court would in fact be inferior to both the 6th District and the 3rd District because we're located in such a position as the
is there case law that supports your argument that a municipal court can be inferior to two different districts?
There is not. The only case law I found in this case were the same cases cited by Attorney Kaler, the Dilley versus Dibbling and State versus Brown case that are both Wood County cases, and the Advanced Sign Company versus Chicken Express case, which is a Lorain County case. Those are the only three cases dealing with the specific issue that
if it can be inferior to either one of two districts, then can they appeal to choose who they want to appeal to?
No, they would appeal the case to the district court where their incident occurred. That's my argument, that it should be the district court where the specific incident that has been charged.
But you don't know any case law where an inferior court is subject to two different districts?
No. I would like to add, as support to my argument, I've already discussed the fact that the citizens of Fosteria, the Wood County portion of Fosteria, and Perry Township participate in the election of the judge, that our judge then sits as and has authority to hear cases, civil and criminal, that occur in the Wood County portion of our jurisdiction, that the citizens of the Wood County portion of Fosteria and Perry Township, which is in Wood County, Ohio, reside within the 6th Appellate District and elect the judges to the 6th Appellate District and paid their proportionate share of the operating costs. Therefore, I believe that the citizens who live in the Wood County portions of Fostoria and Perry Township are entitled to have cases that occur on their properties and in their neighborhood resolved by the 6th District Court of Appeals. What this court has to do here today is interpret the meaning of the word court of record as found in the Constitution. Courts of record inferior to the Court of Appeals in the district. And I believe based on the other constitutional law and statutory provisions that I provided in my argument, that the proper interpretation should be that the Fostoria Municipal Court is the Court of Record inferior to both the 6th and 3rd District Court of Appeals, which would give the 5th District Court of Appeals authority to hear this versus Fawcett case, as well as those other cases, civil and criminal, that occur in the Wood County portion of the Fostoria Municipal Court's jurisdiction. And I would respectfully ask that you overrule the decision of the 6th District Court of Appeals and order that court to render a decision, order that court to render a decision on the merits of this criminal case. I have nothing further to answer your question.
Thank you, Ms. Dibble. Taylor, you've used your time. It may take 30 seconds if you'd like.
Well, Your Honor, regarding paying the costs of the court and electing judges, I would only say that she shouldn't be referring to citizens of Wood County. She should be referring to citizens of the entire 6th District. And it evens out, it balances out. There's a fair distribution of the burden of undertaking the extensive government. You could have those disparate citizens from Southern Ohio find controversy in Wood County. And they are wondering, who is this judge? But there's nothing Wood County in the 6th District, for example. Thank you very much.
Thank you. If the case is submitted, you'll be advised of our opinion. The marshal, please appear in court.
All right. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of